From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Hashan in Holland in the next segment, so stay there. Frank, John, Mark, Prospero, Donna, Truth Raider, we'll get to all of you right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Truth Raider in Oregon. Go ahead, Truth Raider.
Hey, buddy, how's Club 40 treating you?
Hey, 40 is the same as 39 for all I'm concerned. It's good. Love it.
We'll try Club 50. I got a lot to talk to you about, but, brother, here in Oregon, where I'm at, in the Portland, Oregon area, we have a great Ukraine population here. So I've gone around and I've talked to a couple of them. I have a couple of bankers, bank tellers that are from the Ukraine, and they're quite concerned with the situation. And as a matter of fact, a couple of them have left the area here in trying to find out what they can do to help their relatives, you know, get out of harm's way.
Well, so what's their take on it? I mean, are they pro-Russia or pro-West, or are they just not wanting a war?
They're just not wanting a war, for one thing. They're, most of them are pro-West. I mean, they like the way what the system that they already had in place. So they're very, very upset with Russia trying to reconfiscate or take back what is already was separated and already they were seceded from Russia already in the first place. So they're concerned that's their position on it. It's a mixed variety of things, but they're certainly very concerned about their relatives who are still over there.
Well, yeah, they got a lot of real beef with the Russians, and just the issue is NATO started all this and overthrow the elected government. So that's the larger issue. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call from Oregon. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. Doing a marvelous job of covering this like nobody else is. Just wanted to express my appreciation for all the great information. And before I just get on to a quick bit of information I have related to the Russian situation, I wanted to just give you my impression of Glenn Beck. I tune into him for 20 or 30 seconds at the most, once in a blue moon. And you know that old saying, like you feel like you need to take a shower after you've been around someone? He's just a very disagreeable energy, and I certainly sympathize with you.
Well, now, listen, I'm only bringing up the Glenn Beck thing because, I mean, he's like saying, I want a violent overthrow, and I want to, you know, basically kill people. And it's very dangerous, and it's meant to demonize me, and it's a White House talking point coming directly out of Rachel Maddow and Media Matters. So what is he doing putting out White House talking points?
Yeah, he's surely trying to get you off the airwaves, and he's just a real piece of scum. But, Alex, I wanted to mention to you that something that really hasn't been covered so far in the situation ongoing in Russia, and that is that the Russians have some of the, if not the top physicists and electronic field-related scientists in the world who developed their weapon systems. And one product of the weapon systems that they developed is called a cavitation torpedo, which can travel at Mach 3 around 2,000 miles per hour underwater, creating a bubble, a waterless space in front of it that it travels through. And there's nothing that can stop it that the Americans have, and the Americans don't have it, to my understanding. Another thing, Greg Evenson was on Pastor Butch this past Friday, and he said a Russian plane came over a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea. When it got over the destroyer at low altitude, all of the electronics on the destroyer went off. It became a dead ship.
Well, no. I mean, absolutely. The Russians do have, well, look, they brought down a drone just a month ago with scramblers, and that's why they've got jets going into Ukraine right now, is I'll guarantee you they're practicing electronic warfare on those different vehicles and things. Absolutely. No, I mean, here's the deal. The Russians will fight back. And people keep saying, well, they're taking part of eastern Ukraine. You've got an unelected government running around murdering everybody, and the Russians really know that NATO's coming up to their doorstep. So I don't know what Russia's expected to do. I'm not romanticizing Russia here. It's just that NATO started this, and if you start the fight, you don't have the moral high ground. Appreciate your call. We're going to talk to Hashan, Frank, John, Prospero, Donna, and others. The toll-free number to join us, folks, is 877-789-2539. Wide open phones. Wide open phones. We'll be right back. Stay with us. from the water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Obama loves you. Obama. Obama. And in your firearms. Families aren't good.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm not taking sides in the Ukraine-Russia-NATO situation. I just know that NATO and the EU 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago, when they wouldn't vote to join the EU and be sucked dry, overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. Now they're going into Russian ethnic areas attacking people with helicopters and tanks, claiming Russia's doing something and Russia's threatening to invade to protect Russian people. And I don't have a side on the, quote, racist Clippers owner, Donald Sterling, and the fact that he's a Democrat. And then his girlfriend recorded him saying, stop running around with the basketball players. But when you see Al Sharpton, the hardcore racist, race pimp, riot promoter, FBI rat cocaine dealer, reportedly, running around saying this guy shouldn't be able to own a team. Now they'll accuse you of being a racist. Alex can't be on their air. He might be a racist. Or you can't own a car dealership. You might be a racist. Or you can't own a restaurant. Or you can't work here because it's a new witch hunt. I mean, what about all these rappers, these black rappers that are so racist against Hispanics or whites or anybody else or other black folks for that matter or whatever? I mean, are they allowed to put out their rap records? Of course they are. First Amendment means you can say what you want. You want to boycott the Clippers? Go ahead. I want to boycott this guy's girlfriend recording him. Man, what is this new thing where you violate people's confidence in their house and then you're some type of hero? Unbelievable. I mean, this woman will never get a job anywhere again, probably. No one will ever have her around him privately again. Whatever happened to loyalty? Whatever happened to privacy? I mean, I'll guarantee you go around recording just, you know, random 5 out of 10 black folks, you're going to hear racial comments against people. You go record white people, you're going to hear some of that too. But a lot of it's just talk. You're going to hear a lot of them. There are a lot of mean people out there. There are a lot of country clubs that if you didn't go to college, everybody, I don't care how white you are, you're not welcome. You're some famous black golf player. They're going to want you in the country club. It's elitism is what it is. But that's a side issue. The reason I raised the headline, racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling is a Democrat, National Review, that's up on drudgereport.com and infowars.com, is because President Obama has now responded saying that alleged remarks are incredibly offensive. Well, yeah, but they're private comments. It's incredibly offensive that she recorded him. He's obviously jealous that she's running around with a bunch of guys who are a lot younger and better looking than he is. And he's saying, I hate all these people. He's saying, you know what? We're elitist. I'm the owner. You don't want to be running around with the players. That is standard elite talk, ladies and gentlemen. Standard. Standard. I mean, in elitist circles, they don't even care if you've got $500 million in the bank. In some elitist circles, it's what degrees you have. Like, a lot of academics don't have any money, but they don't want you in their circle if you don't have five PhDs or whatever. It's the same deal. But the point is, we're on the edge of war with Russia. Russia's saying they may invade, and we're talking about race issues right now. That's why I wanted to talk about that, because I see Hassan in Holland. He likens the Russia situation to the Trayvon Martin case. How do you do that? Welcome to the airwaves, Hassan.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, I dream about that they are like Cain and Abel. You know Cain and Abel?
Yes, from the Bible.
From the Bible. What is this, the end of the world or something? Did you saw how Trayvon Martin was sitting on top of George Zimmerman?
Now, so are you saying that the West has basically overthrown the government, they're sitting on top of the Russians, pushing them up to the edge of their border, trying to push the Russians out of Ukraine, who've been there forever? Are you likening the West as Trayvon Martin on top of George Zimmerman?
No, I'm likening them to, you know, that they always Cain killed Abel, and now Abel kills Cain.
So you're just, I get it. The Russians have done bad things to the Ukrainians 70 years ago, so now they're going to do it back.
Yeah.
Good point.
They have to stand their ground, against Obama, who is the Cain.
Very interesting analogy. Thanks for the call from Holland. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about all this?
It's crazy, but I want to make 3 points. First of all, I told you last year about Glenn Beck. He's a bit of a piece of trash. He really is. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but he's a piece of trash. But and second, as far as his NBA stuff, don't you think this is kind of suspicious that it actually happened right now? Don't you think this is probably a smokescreen just to take the attention of what's going on?
Well, yeah, I wonder why she went in and recorded it, because he sounds pretty nice. He's like, I love minorities, I love the players, blah, blah, blah. But you're my girlfriend, you don't hang around with them. And then she keeps going, what, you're racist? He goes, no, that's not what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. But the media is only playing little excerpts of it. And I'm not defending what he's saying. The point is, he should just say, I'm an elitist pig, you're my woman, don't hang around with other guys. She spins it as, I'll hang out with whoever I want. But yeah, I wonder who told her to do it. I bet it was a lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have suspicions about that. But, and third of all, just remember this, Alex. In the Bible, it states that there'll be rumors of wars, and these days shall pass. So I don't think God has this in plan for this. You know what I'm trying to get at.
No, I agree. I mean, there's wars and rumors of wars, is the quote. And I don't think this is going to turn into World War III. But the thing is, there's a chance. The Russians rolled mobile ICBMs in 2008 when NATO was attacking their border and said, we will launch weapons in 1 hour at NATO bases. And NATO pulled out. So NATO's mad and I guess thinks they can have a better civil war this time in Ukraine. What do you think?
I just feel, no, you're absolutely correct. I just feel that God has his own way of doing things. I don't think this is going to happen. I'm a Christian, so I have very faithful, and that's not going to happen. And that's all I want to say to you.
Well, God is in control, Frank, and I think if God wasn't having his hand of protection over us, we wouldn't even be here right now. So maybe you're right. I hope you're right. Prospero in Pennsylvania, if I'm pronouncing that right, go ahead. What's your take on this situation?
I just want to say that I think that, in fact, and I'll get off quickly and let you unpack this, but I think it's more likely that it is WW3 warranted by the fact that you have Iran in the balance, Syria in the balance, Russia's holding that up, the end of the petrodollar in the balance, the Western banking system in the balance, the bond market in the balance, the U.S. dollar. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and there's not enough time left on the clock for them to wrap this up without getting something started. I considered it possibly being a Davos sort of agreement, but when Putin's not taking his phone calls anymore, and I think that's because he's saying, you know what, I see what you're doing to me. I'm not going to let you set up. I'm going to make you look like a jerk by not taking your calls, and I'm just going to call all your NATO friends in Europe and remind them what they're getting themselves signed on to, and Glenn Beck is a Judas goat.
Well, give this man a cigar. You just quantified everything I've tried to say in an hour. You line up all the global crises. The Rand Corporation said 2 years ago they want a world war as a reset. It's the only way the elite can stay in power. They've committed so many crimes, gotten us in so much debt. They may do it just to distract everyone and get their world government set up. And, yeah, I mean, Hitler and Stalin divided Poland secretly. The powers at the end of World War II, Stalin and the U.S. divided Germany. The Allies show that could be going on, but it doesn't have the signs of that. I agree. It looks real. So, I tell you. You just pointed out all the points, though. Thank you, sir.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio!
Radioactive, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We have the weekday transmission. You can find all the free podcasts, audio, video feeds, InfoWars.com. We have the free iPhone app, all of it at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And then we come back Sundays. Here we are live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls into the next segment, but then I've got to get into all this economic news, police state news, electricity news, get ready for your power prices to go up thanks to a UN treaty. That's all coming up. But it's almost gotten not annoying, but a hindrance. But I shouldn't be upset about it because it's a great sign. I went out last night to eat dinner downtown and to see a movie and do some other stuff. And I'm not exaggerating. I probably was stopped by 30 or more people that wanted to take photos with me or shake my hand or whatever. And I'm not bragging, hey, people know who I am. I could care less about that in and of itself. It's that liberty is popular. And most of them will just look at me and say, man, I used to watch you when I was in college at UT 15 years ago. And I thought you were nuts, and now it's all public. Or, man, I used to think you were a kook. Let me buy you a drink. Everything you said's true. Just over and over and over again. Because sometimes I'd walk by people on the street, and they'd say, hi, Alex, like your show. Other times, people laugh at me or go boo or point their finger. A minority of folks, but that never even really happens anymore. They'll walk over and go, man, I thought you were crazy. It's all coming true. The reason it's all coming true is it was already going on at certain levels beneath the surface. The corruption is so big now, it's out in the open. And a lot of people are awake. Congress has a 6% approval rating. 9% is the highest it goes. I mean, that's an illegitimate government. Obama's illegitimate. He's a criminal. And we've got to call them out for what they are. I mean, the website for Obamacare never worked on purpose. It turns out none of the idiots that think they signed up really signed up. You go to Walmart now, they got like a robot kiosk that tells incredibly healthy people they have diabetes and sign up for Obamacare. I mean, we played clips of that. Ja'Kari Jackson's got like 2% body fat, no health issues, runs almost every day, lifts weights. He goes to Walmart and it tells him he's overweight and sick. You know, the robot to sign up for Obamacare. And all it is an insurance company robot. You're just signing up to pay overpriced insurance and to have your name put in a database. I don't want to argue with Obama supporters about what a screw job this is. If you want to believe it's a good deal, go ahead and believe it. If you want to believe that I'm a liar, then just believe it, okay? I'm not a liar, okay? I'm telling you the truth. Let's go to John in Wisconsin, then we'll go to Donna and a bunch of other folks that are holding. John in Wisconsin, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, sir? You said retired vet. You want to give us your take on the Russia situation?
Yeah, I think Putin had a lightning bolt hit him back when they were having their G8 in Russia. Just from the body style between the two leaders and stuff like that. And I think that one or two things, either he knew that we weren't going to help him out, or he knows that there's not going to be any interference by the United States. And I think what he's doing, he's getting his people back to recreate the sovereignty that Russia used to have to go against the globalists. because he knows that it's a dead end street. No matter what you do, you can sign on one of them if you want to, but in the end, the only same 12 families are going to be in control of everything.
And the globalists want to exterminate most of the population. The Russians pay you to have kids. Their top TV host on state-run media, literally, I've been invited on the show, and just I'm not doing it. I'm not going on there. But the point is, talks about the New World Order, talks about cancer, viruses, and vaccines. And I know the Russian government listens to my show. I'm not romanticizing. I'm not even saying they're good. But I'll say compared to the globalists that are eugenicists, Putin doesn't want five-year-olds being taught how to be gay or how to masturbate like they want to in the Department of Education here. And so we are so corrupt that somebody like Putin looks good compared to our leadership. I think that's what you're trying to get at here.
Yep, that's for sure. And not only that, I was watching Fox Friday night, and I really don't like O'Reilly all that much. I really don't like him now because he was sitting there in his best monarchy, monotone voice, you know, the teacher in class and that, and told everybody why Bundy was, you know, wrong.
The
issue and the Patriot issue, the whole thing, you know.
Well, so he was demonizing the whole Bundy situation in Nevada?
Yeah, and he was slapping down some of his co-people on Fox News who were supporting him, like Hannity on that.
Yeah, no, I read about that. I didn't see it. I appreciate your call. Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. Let's just say Bundy's a horrible racist, the Nevada rancher, which he's not. The full unedited video has come out where he said that, you know, he cares about black folks and Hispanics and that Hispanics are super hardworking. We basically need to legalize the illegals. I mean, he actually sounds like Jeb Bush or something in the full video. He was talking about how they've replaced one form of slavery with another. And now it's like, oh, let the feds point guns at people and come and take the property. Let the feds raise grazing rights cost up so high that it bankrupted the other 52 families. This is about a federal government that has 90% of Nevada expanding itself. It's about citizens with feds with attack dogs attacking them and snipers saying, if you protest, we will arrest you or shoot you on video. And the American people saying no to the Tiananmen Square type situation. I don't care if the guy that stood in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square in 1989 was a racist, not a racist, Chinese, German, Jewish, Mexican. I admire the tank man that stood in front of the tank. You know, that iconic image. And then that's a cropped photo. You pull back, there's like 15 tanks backed up because of him. The same thing happened out there. So they're desperate. What do they play? The race card. Meanwhile, we're being signed on to 1.5 quadrillion in global derivatives that's not our debt. We're being signed on to globalism, NAFTA, and GATT. The plan is deindustrialize America to make us dependent on government. Here's the LA Times headline. U.S. electricity prices may be going up for good. Experts warn of growing fragility as coal-fired plants are shut down, nuclear power reduced, and consumers switch to renewable energy. How are they going to conquer America? Turning our power off. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to rampage and talk to Donna and like 10 other callers. I'm going to give each caller about a minute, and I'm done with calls. Final segment, I'll cover this other news. Also, the Mark scientist claims human microchip implant will become not optional. Yeah, that's the big push. That's coming up. We're not in Kansas anymore. Briefly, don't forget, we're listener-supported. We don't take money like NPR from banker bailout money or stimulus money or like MSNBC. We are supported by you. Great products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In
the heart of the resistance.
We're it, folks, the heart.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We give you everything you need. You know what I'm selling? I'm selling liberty and freedom. And speaking of your phone calls and everything, this broadcast is possible. I started plugging, but we ran into the break. By the books, the videos, the incredible supplements, the water filters, all the great systems. The dash cams, high def dash cams, the lowest price anywhere, the best quality InfoWars brand, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the woman's cut in small right up to extra large Molon Labe gold foil T-shirts. Nobody's got a Second Amendment shirt this sexy. We have the men's version as well, but it's not gold foil. It's like gray silver. But the point is that it is awesome. Infowarsstore.com, you can see McAdoo, Lady Leanne McAdoo wearing it. And this is a bestseller. I designed the shirt, and I'm very, very proud of it. I didn't Photoshop it. I had the concept. The point is, it's an Alex Jones design. The shirt is made in America, printed in America, everything. It's American apparel. So it's a great way to spread the word of the Second Amendment. It says Infowars.com on the back, Molon Labe on the front, and there's another version of the same shirt, but Infowars on the front. Come and take it on the back. Infowarsstore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our great crew is ready to take your call and take your order. We don't send the taxman to take your money, give it to NPR, MSNBC, or all these groups. We just sell high-quality products and say, hey, free association, buy the products if you want to see the operation continue and expand. And you've responded. We appreciate all of your support with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and the InfoWarsLife.com, all of it. Thank you so much for myself and the crew. It's an honor to be here on the front lines fighting the tyrants. All right, let's hurry to your calls. Donna in New Mexico, thank you for calling. Your take on the Ukraine situation, what Sky Television's calling, what could be the beginning of World War III.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I want to say thanks to all of you there at InfoWars for doing such a great job covering this. I think it's hitting critical mass. I'm hoping that you're right with regard to the idea that this might just simply be a partition, but my gut and my radar, my internal radar, says to me this is a little more than that, and that we're at a very dangerous crossroads here. But one of the points I wanted to make is about, I watch RT, I listen to you, and I also get Chinese state-run media. And I am surprised at China's tone with regard to Russia. They have all these big deals in the works. But when I watch Chinese state-run media, they are absolutely very much against Russia.
I've studied this in depth from every angle, interview. Well, you've heard them, just literally hundreds of top experts, former State Department people, CIA, you name it. China has sold out to the same globalists that run us. Now, they may double-cross them, but that's why all our jobs go there. We can't have power plants. They can. They exploit their people. They have, you know, mobile execution vans, suicide nets. China is hell on earth for their people. They're being used by the globalists, because they're hardworking, smart people, to leverage out all competition worldwide, deindustrialize the rest of the world, transfer all power to a select group of inside corporations that are playing countries off. And yes, China acts like they're with Russia on BRICS. China is basically double-crossing Russia. And Russia is all on its own backing Syria and Iran. And again, I'm not romanticizing Iran. Terrible government. The point is, it's Russia, China, and Syria. Excuse me, Russia, Russia, Iran, and Syria. And then you've got the global bankers using China to buy off our politicians, control our media, and deindustrialize us. So it's the globalists with China against America and Russia, and now they want to play us off against each other in this final epic economic but also military skirmish. What do you think of that analysis?
Well, I think it's very dangerous, but I didn't really realize until recently how dangerous it actually is. And I have to say that I live on a mountaintop in northern New Mexico, and I was driving down the mountain yesterday to do some errands. And for the first time, I actually was scared, and I thought, my God, what if it happened right now that there was a nuclear attack and I couldn't get home to my family? And I was actually scared. And I haven't felt that way. I mean, I was a kid in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And now I'm going, this could happen at any moment. And
That's right. And the Russians will not threaten to nuke us unless they're ready to do it. And if anybody attacks Russian forces in a big way and they get a defeat, they're going to launch missiles at NATO bases. And then they know there's going to be a full response. So Russia's just going to have a full nuclear attack. The cruise missiles off our coast, launched from ships and submarines. I'm not saying it could happen. I hope it doesn't. But it's a possibility. And it's sheer madness. And look at our leadership. They are the scum of the earth. That's the problem. God bless you. Great call. Thanks for holding, Donna. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I've studied it, folks. It's the EU bankers with the globalist bankers with the Chinese government, the communist. It was the bankers in 1917 put Lenin into power. U.S. and British bankers put Lenin into power. Look that up. They give Stalin $25 million in gold to do it and shipped about 100,000 American troops over there, Russian first and second generation emigres off the East Coast to take over. That was the Bolsheviks. It took them 6-7 years just to secure the whole country. They mainly only had Moscow. And then you realize, oh my gosh, the Trotskyites and all the rest of them over here, the neocons, they want to do that here. The Trotskyites are the Democratic Party's Republican arm. And they literally are the sons and grandsons of Trotsky, of the Trotskyites. I mean, you see, the average American has no idea how much trouble we're in. Communism came from here, came from England, just like Nazism came from England. And I'm not demonizing British. I mean, my name's Jones. I'm Welsh. But the whole point is they use the power of that empire to build this world corporate government. And they're playing countries off against each other. Look, the globalists want my guns. I'm against it. They want open borders. I'm against it. They want to break up families. I'm against it. They want to attack Russia. I'm against it. They want to attack Syria with Al-Qaeda. I'm against it. Whatever they're for, I'm against it. Then I can intellectually look at why I'm against it. But you can bet if CNN and MSNBC are pushing something, you shouldn't be for it. Stuart in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, an absolute pleasure and honor to be on your program.
Honor to talk to you, brother.
You know, well, thanks. I'm here in Canada. My battery's low, and I hope I don't lose it.
It's okay. Go ahead. Make a point.
Okay, good. About the Ukraine, you know, I do my own research always. And so I YouTube this, and I look at these apparent peaceful protesters taking over their democratically elected government. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, well, they got pistols, they got steel pipes, they got Molotov cocktails, and they're absolutely brutal, savage, vicious human beings. These aren't peaceful protests. And when your president, Barack Obama, calls them peaceful protesters, I got to say to Barack Obama, is that what you want on your front doorstep? Molotov cocktails?
Well, I was about to say, Ukraine's elected government votes to not join the EU. They activate 100,000-plus State Department-funded thugs to shoot police, blow up buildings, and firebomb people, and they're called peaceful heroes. Now the Russian areas that are Russian ethnic are under military attack, and they're supposed to lay down and die, and our media is calling them terrorists. It's just not true. I mean, if you call the Russian government corrupt, kleptocratic, authoritarian, that's true. But they didn't start this. That's the point. The West walked right up and punched Russia right in the nose, and then it's saying Russia is starting something.
And that's the thing. When we recognize this as individuals and we see this ourselves, we have a computer, we can do the research ourselves. We don't have to go to CNN, ABC, Alex Jones. We don't have to go anywhere. We can see this before in front of our very eyes. And you can make your own position on that. You do not want that in your country. I got to make this point, too. I call into Fox News. I haven't gotten into Rush Limbaugh, but I get into all sorts of alternative media, or not alternative, mainstream media, and I set the agenda. I set the dialogue.
That's right.
And
people should be calling into shows, all of them, C-SPAN, you name it, and getting the word out. We're going to continue with calls. These calls are too important today. I'll hit some of the other news as well in the next segment, Infowars.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Last week I was chalking on my own front porch and one of my daughters informed me that was illegal. They'd been told that at their homeschool academy. All over the news they arrest people, you see it around the country, for chalking on the street, all part of living in the land of the free, home of the brave. Even though it washes away as protected speech, they arrest folks in downtown Austin for it. And I had to explain to her, I said, honey, this is our front porch. We can do that here. But I think, and I said this before, I think I'm going to go down in front of the Texas Capitol, across the street, it's not even state property, and I think I'm going to chalk. Maybe have a chalk party, like promote it for like a month, have like 1,000 people show up and just chalk all over downtown to like defeat the cops. That will literally slam you to the ground if you try to chalk on the ground. Because the crime in this country is free speech. Out at the Bundy Ranch, they said, you know, no free speech in the county except for two little pins on the side of the road where there's no media. And people said, no, we're not doing that. Just like no free speech at Tiananmen Square. Let's go to your phone calls. The reason I raise that is Patrick says, I see he was arrested for chalking at City Hall. In, I can't read that. Is that Gallatin, Tennessee? What happened to you, Patrick?
Yes, sir. Gallatin. G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N.
So what happened to you, thought criminal?
Well, I've been a fluoride activist for about 6 years, Alex, and at this point, I have brought it to the point where I can't get anyone to listen, even with your coverage. I can't get anybody to do any research. And if anything comes out of this phone call, if just three people, right, talk to their families about the fact that you can't get fluoride from a dentist to put in your bathtub, you can't get fluoride from your dentist to bathe in, to cook with, to wash your clothes.
That's right. It'd be like drinking sunscreen so you wouldn't get sunburned. The type of fluoride they give you is toxic, not calcium fluoride, but hydrofluorosilicic that literally eats your brain on record and is a forced medication. And so you went out and chalked and got arrested?
Yes, I went at 4:30 on April 18th. I went to the DA's office. I chalked, fluoride is poison, fluoride is murder. I went to the city hall across the street. I chalked, fluoride is poison, fluoride is murder. I put it on their 20-foot flower pot. And they missed it, so they didn't clean it up. So all the Easter Sunday churchgoers got to see fluoride is poison, fluoride is murder.
And then they arrested you.
Well, for public intox on Friday night. And then Monday, when I went to get the name of all the officers, they arrested me for vandalism under 500 for having to clean up the chalk. And I mean, I kept my mouth shut, Alex. I didn't want to get...
Well, listen, you got to get a friend to videotape and put it on YouTube and be viral, reach millions. We're going to beat them in the end. I mean, it's against the Geneva Convention to forcibly medicate people. And now a judge in Oregon ruled they can inoculate your kids without your authorization last week. This government is out of control.
Alex, if one thing you press to your listeners, and I love all of them, and I'm glad you say that, you know, some thought you were crazy and they...
Yo, brother, we're going to delay that out, okay? The one way to get hung up on here is to use profanity. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to another phone call. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know. Yeah, that show, the lady with Donald Sterling, she recorded him because the family was suing her saying she embezzled $1.9 million and she was going to pay him back. But I don't know how you... This guy clearly says he didn't want her hanging out with blacks. He didn't say players. He said blacks.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I read the quotes in the newspaper. In fact, I've got them right here in the National Review, and I only listened about a minute of it. I don't have time to take it. So, I mean, if he said that, I think that's terrible. But what I'm saying is he's another elitist. My issue is I don't like people that secretly record people. So I don't know the whole story. I'm just saying the whole decadent NBA, the owners are decadent scum, in my opinion. Most of their, like Jerry Jones, you know, gets $1.5 billion stadiums. I think he's decadent scum. You know, the Ecclestone or whatever his name is, Ecclestone with the Formula One track. I don't care what color they are. I'm sick of the decadence of this whole thing. But I didn't hear the whole recording. What does he say?
He said he didn't want her hanging out with blacks. He was saying how blacks in Israel are treated 100% different from white Jews, black Jews in Israel. He said how they're treated like dogs. He was sued by the Justice Department for discriminating against blacks for renting in California. And the most important thing he said on that tape, this is an 80-year-old billionaire Jewish guy that said he lives in a culture. He said he lives in a culture where they, I guess they practice these things towards blacks.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know. I've got to be honest with you. I saw it on the news today, a short clip on ESPN. So I was flipping through the channels. I saw it. So I was going off the article I read because it was showing the quotes about, you know, I don't want you hanging around with the players and blah, blah, blah. Are you saying the media is whitewashing it?
No, it's video. Yeah, the media is whitewashing. It's 15 minutes of audio recording out on the Internet. You just Google it. It's
okay.
He was saying he don't want her hanging with black.
Well, you know, that is an issue. I happen to know for a fact that it's against the law in Israel to marry someone that's Jewish if you're not Jewish. And then you've got the Israel lobby here being so politically correct, pushing stuff. So I do think that's strange. You know what? I will look into it further. I don't usually follow sports. And so if I'm wrong about this, I was saying everybody's wrong. She's wrong, the players and him, because I hate the whole thing. But if he was saying that, the clip I saw on the news didn't have that. Wow. How long is the full clip?
Hey, man. It's like 15 minutes, and this guy, and you know, I'm not a racist guy. I'm black. Black people can't discriminate that way. This guy has money and power. He can discriminate against the race. That's racism. That's a system.
No. The clip I saw online, I think the clip on InfoWars is like 2 minutes, and the clip I saw on TV was like 30 seconds. Wow. So he was saying stuff like we treat blacks different in Israel and stuff.
He said blacks in Israel are treated 50-100% different and treated like dogs. He said this is what he said about black Jews in Israel. That's what this guy said, 80-year-old guy. I think this guy probably meet with some.
Wow, well, I didn't know that. So what I'll do is I'm gonna listen to the whole thing. Where did you find the whole thing?
I just googled him, and this guy's name was Donald Tukowitz. That's his real name. That was he changed his name to Donald Sterling. This guy is a real interesting guy, man. And I really appreciate you taking my. I just type it in Google, and it was another audio that came out.
Well, I hear you. I'm just sick of people recording people secretly, but I'll look it up, and I will give you my real view on it tomorrow, because if I'm ignorant, I will find out more. It says President Obama alleged Donald Sterling remarks incredibly offensive, and then I was reading the quotes out of Politico, and I did not see that, but now I see why folks are so upset. But here's the deal. Can you imagine if a Libertarian or a Republican or if Bundy had said this? Because here's the headline. Racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling is a Democrat. And it does sound really, really bad, what you're saying. And I'll take your word on it. I stay out of sports, folks. I'm so sick of sports. Thank you, Joe. This is going to be a real circus now if he really said that. Philip in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick point about the Ukraine thing. I have friends that, you know, when I tell them that we started this or NATO started it, they call me a conspiracy theorist, you know, and I just, you know, literally listening to C-SPAN for them would make their eyes bleed. So, you know, it's just, I just point them to the legislation that went through went through Congress a week after Russia took over the Crimea, where they were going to bail out Western Ukraine, and there's like $51 billion in there for that. And then, you know, they just have their set ways and they listen to certain things. And then.
No, that's right. Russia was going to bail out Ukraine instead of the EU. And then the Ukraine didn't vote to merge with them, so they took over. And it's just the facts. It's like Russia has attacked Ukraine, and it's not true. So let's just be honest about it. And now it could turn into a larger military conflict. And yeah. Being informed is called being a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, but they're stuck in their mainstream stuff. They don't stray outside of it.
I hear you. It takes a lot of research. I mean, there's so much going on, nobody can be informed on all the subjects is the problem. Like, I don't know about this Donald Sterling thing. The other guy just informed me. I just went off what was in the news, and it turns out they're whitewashing it, basically, because it's much worse what he said. I don't have time to watch 15 minutes of this old guy or listen to it. I mean, come on, give me a break. I could barely understand what I heard. That's why we didn't play clips of it. Chris in Indiana, I'm sorry to others. I'm out of time. Chris, you're the last caller. Go ahead. Tell Gunner,
Alex,
Chris.
I'm
come on. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Alex. Hey,
yep.
I'm the kind of guy that's got surrender of Lord Cornwallis and Washington crossing the Delaware and Bennington flag him on work at Wall. Wall at work. Sorry.
That sounds terrorist. How many beers have you had?
Just two.
Not quite enough, my friend. I'm joking. Hey, I'm out of time. Sorry to false start you. I'll be back tomorrow. Everybody on hold. Call me back 11 a.m. tomorrow. Central, 12 noon Eastern for the big weekday transmission. God bless you all. Great job with the crew. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.